A bishop in Colorado says in a letter to parishioners that any Catholic politician who supports abortion rights, stem cell research, euthanasia, or same-sex marriage is not eligible to receive communion. And Bishop Michael Sheridan went even further. He says that any Catholic who votes for such a politician also may not receive communion. The letter highlights an issue that will be difficult for a lot of Catholics to resolve this election year, because one of the candidates for president, John Kerry, is a Catholic who supports abortion rights. NPR's Jeff Brady is in Denver.
In the Roman Catholic Church, the importance of receiving communion cannot be understated. The sacrament is a primary expression of their religion. A lot of Catholics understood that as long as they didn't participate in things the Church opposes, like abortion, they could still receive communion. In recent months, some bishops have said that politicians whose political beliefs run counter to the Church should be refused communion. But Bishop Sheridan's letter takes the issue to a new level by saying that parishioners who vote for these politicians also should not take the sacrament. Father Richard John Newhouse edits a magazine on religion and politics called First Things. He stands behind Bishop Sheridan's letter and says this is not a new concept. Newhouse says it just hasn't been enforced in recent decades.
I think bishops should be coming to these politicians with an apology and saying, hey, I'm very, very sorry that for 20 years we've kind of winked and nodded and looked the other way. And now all of a sudden, or at least it must seem all of a sudden to many of these politicians, they're being called to account.
Some Catholic politicians aren't buying the argument, though. Colorado State Senator Joan Fitzgerald is a Democrat and says the Church is essentially directing her to vote Republican, since that party's platform opposes abortion rights. She also wonders why this is becoming an issue now, if it's been around for so long.
Perhaps it's to take some emphasis away from the other problem that the Church has, which, you know, is the clergy abuse problem.
Father Newhouse says it's reasonable for the issue to come up now because John Kerry is running for president. Some Catholic Democrats worry Bishop Sheridan's letter will drive people from the Church or force them to go underground and not publicly express their support for abortion rights and gay marriage. One Catholic interviewed for this story didn't want her voice recorded on tape for fear that going public would prompt the Church to refuse her communion. Colorado State Senator Joan Fitzgerald says despite the fact that her political views do not completely coincide with the Catholic Church's, she still believes she has a good relationship with God and she'll continue to receive communion.
You know, I think the one thing we must remember that this is one bishop in one diocese, and I'm not sure he's got it right.
It's up to individual bishops around the country to decide whether to refuse communion to parishioners based on their politics. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has set up a commission to study the issue. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.